Welcome to episode 168 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. If you'd like to hear the other 167 episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. So, very close. The last piece of the implementation I wanted when I started this project is technically done. But it's not really done. And done is a funny word with a project like this. The whole point of the project was to design something that I could continue to modify based on the results of various experiments. I'm talking about my experiment with artificial life, digital organisms, a little something I made out of nothing. My little creatures, call them figures, are made up of numbers. Those numbers are instructions. They execute those instructions, and they can modify themselves and each other. Just recently, I changed some of what they can do. They used to be able to write as many numbers as they wanted to in one single command. Write, or delete, or read. The problem with that is that it makes it too easy for one of them to kill the other one. Too quick. There's not enough time, in their strange little version of time, for one figure to react to what's being done to it by another. I made a version of them that could only read and write one number at a time. I started because I was testing and debugging, but I made a really tiny world. There's only enough space for three of them, and I made a maximum population of two. So whenever a third one is born, one of the others has to die. I thought if they were only writing and reading one number at a time, that a figure would get killed in the middle of writing the child. So you'd end up with this half-completed figure that wouldn't be able to copy itself again. Well, they solved the problem. They're really slow, though. After 24 hours, they managed to make 600 million, between 5 and 600 million births. Other populations have managed to get over 2 billion in less than 20 minutes. I did it with my nifty tools that are there to make this sort of experiment easier, but they are slow, so I have to take the time to take this trick and integrate it into the core system. And the save and restore function needs a little work, and I want to add a couple more ports and this, that, and the other thing. But we're closing in on the time when I can start to do more interesting experiments. I'm trying to use this artificial life as a form of artificial intelligence. As a guide to what sort of experiments to do, I've been trying to figure out how intelligence evolved here. We've taken a few side trips, things like jet engines and nuclear energy, but most of this show is research I'm doing to figure out what sort of experiments to do. In that vein, we're going to look at the evolution of some critters, some especially smart critters. Humans, of course, along with the apes and primates in general. Canines, especially dogs, and maybe wolves. Elephants, surprisingly smart critters, and they actually have this nose that's sort of like a hand. Raccoons are on the list. I think bears are on the list. The whales, especially the killer whale, and I think maybe the sperm whale. The sperm whale has the largest brain in the animal kingdom, period, either just in total mass or compared to the size of its body. But that doesn't prove it's an especially intelligent creature. Sea otters are definitely on the list, and they're cute. To get away from mammals, we have some birds, especially members of the crow family, and the parrots. To get even further away, we have the octopus, and some of the other cephalopods, like squid, cuttlefish. And last on the list, which I just added today, are social insects. Termites, ants, bees, Wasps. That's my list of extra clever critters. Maybe if I can figure out how they evolved, I can figure out how intelligence evolved. Or at least I can figure out what questions to ask. See you next time.